This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This from the Post-Gazette this morning. It's been reported widely, but I'll read from Mike Persak's story in the Post-Gazette. Former Penn State player Isaiah Humphreys has alleged that Coach James Franklin ignored violent sexual hazing on the Nittany Lions football team that included some players telling underclassmen, quote, "I'm going to Sandusky you." A lawsuit filed yesterday on behalf of Humphreys in U.S. District Court for the Middle District of PA against Penn State, Franklin, defensive tackle Damian Barber, and also identifies several other players who are still on the team in some cases, and includes graphic details of perpetrators exposing themselves on or near the faces of victims and other
facility. What I find most interesting about this, the first part that I find really interesting is this kid's dad played at Penn State, Leonard Humphreys.
Yes.
And he notified Penn State coaches of the hazing. He said no action was taken. So it's not one of these, well, this guy hates Penn State or whatever.
No,
he was a Penn State guy.
His dad's close with Terry Smith,
yes,
as far as I understand.
That's the first part. The second part is, no matter all the horrific stuff that happened at Penn State in the past and that was proven to happen at Penn State in the past, they are presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
No matter all that, it's a different regime there. But with that being said, I give absolutely no benefit of the doubt to the Penn State campus police.
No, that's the problem here.
I give no benefit of the doubt to anybody investigating it who investigated the Sandusky stuff.
Because even if it's different people, and it is different people for the most part who are in charge of those departments, now it doesn't matter. Because if there is one...
They've lost the ability for me to get any sort of...
Benefit of the doubt, as you put it.
All.
That's the best way to put
all.
It. Because Penn State, the university, said yesterday in a statement after these claims came out, no claims of hazing were substantiated against anyone. Well, how the hell do
they
trust your investigatory process?
If you're Penn State and you want to be transparent, you want to look as best as you can through all of this, and you want to go ahead and offset these claims, you push yourself back from the table, you say, you know what? This isn't some kid got his car broken into, right? This isn't somebody is making crank calls to somebody in a dorm. This is a big thing. And it's not just a big thing. It's a big thing that happened here that was horrific in the past. We're going to push ourselves away from this. We're going to go ahead and get an outside agency to come in, investigate all of this, get to the bottom of it, and figure it out. And we're going to be very public about that. We're going to tell people, you know what? We ain't in this. Somebody else is going to do it, whether it's the state police, whether it's the district attorney's office, whether it's Center County. I don't know. But they can't be. They need to recuse themselves from this. I know, and I understand that is their job to get to the bottom of stuff like this. But this is the one instance that I think it's okay, and that people would understand to say, "Listen, we're passing it up the chain somewhere. It's our jurisdiction. We don't want anything to do with it."
The unfortunate part is you mentioned some what in other cases would be viable options, right? Like let's pass it off to the district attorney's office, the state police. You know, you mentioned Center County. In the case of Penn State, all of these systems have failed in the past, in the Sandusky case. All of these systems failed years ago, for years and years and
but
years.
Were they exposed to the point to where now there's been enough turnover and enough
maybe
doubt shown on
you
them?
You could probably say the same about the campus police, too. But I have a hard time trusting anybody's processes who were involved in investigating those claims years ago, missed them, and didn't investigate them properly, and now we're going to trust in those same processes and those same systems to tell me that, no, this definitely didn't happen. I'm failing to come up with a viable solution here, but there's got to be something bigger that can come in. And this is, again, any other athletics program in the country, almost any other, you could probably say, hey, all right, the university did an investigation. They didn't find anything, but not at Penn State.
If this is credible and the stuff that is explained in there did happen, Penn State should take it upon themselves to shut down the football program for 3 years. They should do it. They won't. It's too big of a moneymaker. It's too big of an entity.
If they didn't do it with Sandusky. If they didn't do it in the shadows of Sandusky, they're never going to do it.
If these kids did this, they should shut it. Franklin should be immediately fired if this is credible. And they should shut it down for 3 years.
But this just shows you that the football coach apparently is still the most powerful person in the state of Pennsylvania.
Again, we don't know this to be true. Yeah. If it's true,
but, man, this stuff is so graphic that you know it's making it up, and then they say it's not credible.
Yeah, and that's why I reserve judgment on all sides until there's some illegitimate investigatory detail that goes into this, and we're made aware of who investigated it, and it's something above and beyond Penn State University.
I just don't know what the impetus would be for this kid to make this up. That's another thing in looking at it. He doesn't look good. It's not one of these crimes where if it happens to you, you come out the other side and you say, oh, yeah, like you're embarrassed as hell if this happens to you. If you're somebody that goes public and says, some kid put his, you know, whatever in my face, that's not something you walk around and you're proud about. So it's sort of a stigma with that. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know how he comes out of it and says, well, I would just make this up because this is my payoff at the end. Is it all money? Like, you just taking one, and okay, that's what it is? Like, I'm going to live with this, and people can make fun of me, and I'm going to make a ton of money because they're going to pay out, and I'm going to make a settlement off of them? Is he trying to expedite his eligibility at Cal?
I will say this. Maybe, and that's part of it. I will say this, and again, I don't want to send judgment in any direction until we know more, but if you were going to choose a football program to target with accusations like this, it would be one that has a history of awful things happening, even if it were years ago with completely different people involved. And again, I don't want to levy judgment in any direction at this point, but if there's one program that can't have accusations like this bubble to the surface, true or not, it's Penn State football.
But kids have been given granted eligibility for far less than stuff that's that graphic. You know, if you just say, hey, the coach was mean to me, you'll get eligibility.
It's possible, yeah.
I don't know. I thought about it in the break. Someone's lying. It's that simple. Either the kid who transferred or James Franklin. And it doesn't need or deserve a bigger conversation unless they get to the bottom of that. It is the absolute definition of black and white. This guy is lying or that guy is lying. Because James Franklin spoke to ESPN.
And not just James Franklin, but all of the players who've come out on social media in the last 24 hours and said, this guy's just looking for
attention. No gray exists here.
No.
Someone is lying.
This stuff either happened or something like it happened or it didn't.
It can't be misconstrued.
No, the claims he makes are
putting your junk in someone's face. Like, that can't be misconstrued as well. No. You know, that happened in the course of just... So someone's lying. And if it's the kid, if he filed a police report, I don't know if he did or not, or if he just tried to file a lawsuit.
No,
but
I think it's just
he should be punished to the fullest extent if he can. If it's the other side, those guys should be fired.
He even shot off a somewhat, flowery goodbye message when he decided to transfer, on social media, as kids will do. Hey, I've decided after much deliberation, something like that. So... And I believe his father said something similar as well when his son decided to transfer to Cal. Hey, you've decided to make a move that's important to you. So, look, I don't know. Again, I'm going to reserve judgment until we get some sort of investigatory body on that I feel like I can put my trust in getting to the bottom of it. Because if it's just the university investigating it, and I say this as a graduate of that university, I don't know if I totally trust their level of investigatory detail. Sorry, I just don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.